Hello and welcome to the Cutaneous Connection, a podcast from the staff at Dermatology Times, aiming to provide you with the latest news in dermatology, exclusive interviews with leading experts, and a glimpse at what goes on behind the scenes of clinical trials, research, and innovation. I'm your host, Lauren Buchanan. Today we catch up with Dr. Peter Leo. We had the chance to catch up with him at the 2024 Society for Pediatric Dermatology meeting in Toronto, Canada. Leo presented a session on changing the disease course in pediatric atopic dermatitis, and he presented this session alongside Dr. Amy Poller. So get ready. In 2 minutes, we're going to dive into the highlights of his talk, the role of disease progression, and the exciting pipeline ahead for atopic dermatitis.
Hi, I'm Peter Leo. I'm a clinical assistant professor of dermatology and pediatrics at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago, Illinois. This was a really interesting exploration of the ability for treatment to actually change the disease progression for atopic dermatitis. And we looked at some of the different studies that show aggressive topical therapy can help change the progression of atopic derm, but even more interestingly, perhaps, that it can also affect the risk of comorbidities. So not just the skin disease, but also in particular food allergy. And then with sort of the idea that maybe some of the other parts of this atopic march or these comorbidities that we often see running alongside the skin. And the idea here, I think, is that, or at least one explanatory model, is that when the skin barrier is damaged, we can become sensitized to proteins and allergens in the environment. If we heal the barrier, we potentially can avoid some of that. And it's pretty exciting to see where this might lead. There are a lot of new and exciting things coming down the pipeline. One of the big ones is that we have two new non-steroidal topical medicines, one of which actually very recently just got its approval down to 6 years of age for atopic dermatitis, and it's a once-daily phosphodiesterase 4 inhibitor. The other one, I think, will hopefully be not far behind, and it is a topical aryl hydrocarbon receptor modulator, and that one is coming soon. It's already approved for psoriasis, but I think we'll have its atopic dermatitis approval, and this is important because so many of our patients really need good non-steroidal options. And I think this will allow us to really take better care of our patients and get and maintain that control that we've been seeking. Okay. There's also a pipeline of some new systemic agents and in particular some biologic agents coming that I think, again, will continue to trickle down to pediatrics. They often start in the adults with that indication, but then before long, they often make their way down to at least our adolescents and sometimes younger. And that's great because while we finally, after a long drought, we finally have some treatments, we still need more. And there are patients for whom they're not a good fit or they have an issue. So I'm excited to see this pipeline. And even though it's going to take a little longer to get to the peds, I think we really can see that there's new ideas coming.
And for more insightful Dermatology Times content, from articles to videos and podcasts, visit www.dermatologytimes.com and be sure to subscribe to our print publication and email newsletters. Have a great day.